Even the Crimson King ceases his angry screaming, for it is the Dark Tower that will decide.
Resolution demands a sacrifice, King says. And although no one hears but the birds, and he has no idea what this means, he is not disturbed. He's always muttering to himself. It's as though there is a cave of voices in his head, one full of brilliant, but not necessarily intelligent, mimics. He walks, swinging his arms beside his blue-jeaned thighs, unaware that his heart isn't finishing its last few beats, that his mind isn't thinking its last few thoughts, that his voices aren't making their last Delphic pronouncements. Vescagan, he says, amused by the sound of it, yet attracted too. He has promised himself that he'll try not to stuff his Dark Tower fantasies with unpronounceable words in some made-up, not to say fucked-up language. His editor, Chuck Verrill in New York, will only cut most of them if he does. But his mind seems to be filling up with such words and phrases all the same. Ka, ka-tet, sai, so, kantoi. That one, at least, is from another book of his, Desperation. Tahin. Cantolkien's Kirith Ungol and H.P. Lovecraft's great blind fiddler Nyarlathotep be far behind. He laughs, then begins to sing a song one of his voices has given him. He thinks he will certainly use it in the next Gunslinger book when he finally allows the turtle its voice again. Kamala, come one, he sings as he walks. There's a young man with a gun. That young man lost his honey when she took it on the run. And is that young man Eddie Dean? Or is it Jake Chambers? Eddie, he says out loud. Eddie's the gunny with the honey.